Texte numéro 82. The American Dream's Empty Promise. It's time to retire the American Dream, or at least give it a long vacation. We ought to drop it from our national conversation. This would be a hardship for politicians and pundits who use the American Dream as a rhetorical workhorse, embodying goals embraced by almost all Americans. That's the problem. Who can oppose the American Dream? No one. It captures our faith in progress, opportunity, and striving. It reflects hopes for a large and stable middle class. Everyone would go to college, become a homeowner. Children would always live better than their parents. But the dream's ultimate appeal lies in its promise of personal fulfillment, which can't be assured. Bill Clinton popularized the notion that Americans who work hard and play by the rules shouldn't be poor. So, if people are purposeful and responsible, society, through government, should build pathways to the dream and all it implies: a good job, decent home, more freedom, and choice. But in practice, the pathways often lead to dead ends. A college degree, it was argued, meant better jobs. Therefore, it made sense to subsidize loans, allowing more students to go to college. With higher-paying jobs, borrowers could easily service their loans. This worked for some, though not for all. Many students were left with heavy debts and no degree. Home ownership, the quintessential symbol of making it, is a laudable goal. But lax lending standards lured people into buying homes they could not afford, contributing to the 2007-2009 financial crisis. Since 2007, at least 5 million Americans have lost homes through foreclosure. There is nothing wrong with a little over-the-top optimism and hope. It is inevitable, and even healthy, if it makes people feel good and inspires them to rewarding behaviour. The trouble with our American dream infatuation is that it has become a substitute for addressing real problems and a collective act of self-deception. The American dream presumes that there are no conflicts among groups. With the correct mix of personal responsibility and government programs, everyone can achieve the dream. But some conflicts cannot be wished away. One is between young and old. As baby boomers retire, federal spending on the elderly will soar. This will help retirees attain their dreams, while making it harder, through higher taxes or lower public services, for the young to realise theirs. What also cannot be wished away are on-the-ground realities that impede middle-class status for more Americans. Gaps have widened between the children of poor and well-to-do families on test scores and college attendance. Government has only limited power to offset these disadvantages. The American dream is a slogan that shouldn't survive, but will endure precisely because it is an exercise in make-believe. Adapted from the Washington Post, September 2012.